Baba tam şimdi.
Yapılmış. Toate netolate met. Les eaux en cesse, chas ve shalom. To think. The Torah is a history book. The Torah is a message. Past, present and future tense. And this is parasha, the Torah is going to tell us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the Torah. Of course it means the Ten Commandments has 620 letters, and Rabbi Sadia Gaon says it's 630 mitzvot ma'atorah, and 7 from Chachamim, from the Rabbanan. But everything is included. If you accept Ten Commandments, you accept the whole Torah. Come to Rambam in his commentary, and he says, you should know, a person has to have emunah, and the emunah of all the miracles that happened and are going to happen, it's emunah sheyesh badofi, it's emunah with dent. Because after the miracle, whatever the miracle lasts, then the person goes to his routine. You can't say, I believe in Hashem because a miracle happened. Even crossed Yam Suf, then Makot in Egypt, and then the man, and the air, the well, and the cloud. It's meaningless. What's your emunah, says Rambam? Matan Torah. What do you mean? Simple explanation. Everybody saw that, everybody heard that Hashem gave us the Torah, so this is emunah in Hashem. With all the respect, 40 days later, we did the golden calf. So it's the same thing. What's the difference between Kriyat Yam Suf? The Rambam said it's nothing. The Ten Makot, nothing. The man, Be'er, Anan, nothing. All the miracles are nothing. And the Torah is emunah. It will be emunah. How come he did the golden calf? And they said this golden calf took us out of Egypt. Not only golden calf. And the Meraglim, and all the time in the desert for 40 years, complaining, and they want to go back to Egypt. It's not emunah. Something is wrong. Maybe it's supposed to be, but on the paper, they do nothing. You see the whole time in the camp of Israel, after Yeshua and his kingdom died, start to do Avodah Zarah and all the things, but that was destroyed. Where's the emunah? What happened to the emunah? So what there is this emunah and that emunah, the opposite maybe. Kiryat Yam Suf is bigger than that. At least, you know, I see, I was saved, so I have some appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's nothing. You don't appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't appreciate it. I do appreciate it. You saved me, look, I was in the Yam Suf. No, that's not emunah. Here comes the Torah, and it's going to describe us the scenery, what happened. Again, the Zohar says it's not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to tell you what happened. It's not a Torah. It's a history. Torah doesn't have a history. That's the Torah describes what happened before Hashem spoke to us. It says it was a fire, it was smoke, and the mountain was shaking. When Hashem came down on the mountain and said Ten Commandments. And Ten Commandments finished in the Torah. The Torah says sentence like this. The whole Am, the whole nation, Roim, they see. Et HaKolot, the sounds. Et HaLapidim, the torches. Et Kol HaShofar, the sound of Shofar. Et Har Hashem. The mountain is smoking. Kol Am, Yanu, Yanu Merachok. Everybody was shaken, and they stood behind. Come to Gemara and says, you know, that sentence that we just quoted, even though it's in the Torah and the text, it's written after the commandment, but really it means what happened before Hashem spoke to us. So read the sentence like this. The nation, they see the sounds, and they see the torches, and they see, and they hear the sea, the sound of the shofar. We're talking about what happened before Hashem spoke to us. Even though the text, you read it after. It's not a major question, because the Torah, the Gemara, is not really in order, but nevertheless, why did Hashem do such a thing? What's the purpose? Or Chaim says, even though the Torah is not in order, but there's a purpose why Hashem delayed certain things. And here comes the Torah and tells us those four things happened. description will happen before Ten Commandments. Again, it's being written after Hashem gave us Ten Commandments. What are the four things? The first one, the whole land, the nations see the sounds. Comes the Gemara and says, see the sounds? You hear sounds, you don't see sounds. Says the Gemara, you know what it is? Roim et hanishma. They see what is going to be heard. I still don't get it. Still don't get it. What do you mean? What do you see exactly? What do you see? So the Zohar says really what it says means they were able so-called to see something. I said an explanation. It doesn't answer the question. The question is, Torah Shalim said, they heard it. Okay. So the Gemara says there was a lot of sounds and noise before Hashem spoke to us. He said, what's the purpose? For what? Hashem wants to scare us. I said, Rambam says, you go outside and you look at the universe, you look at the galaxy, you get scared. If your neshama is open. So why does Hashem want to scare us? What does Hashem want to get out of it? The second thing, torches. Torches. Why do you need torches for? You say there's a fire, I understand. Why torches? The nation saw torches. Number three, besides all the sounds, they heard the shofar. Okay. We like to hear shofar, so Hashem blew the shofar. Betar Hashem, the smoke. I says, what is really the message that Hashem wants us to get from those things that we look, that you see? Comes the Gemara and says that the nation saw all those four things, heard, saw, they were shaking. Shaking. Comes the Gemara and says, shaking means four positions. Position number one is called Ema. In Hebrew it's called Ema. It's called very frightening. The second one is called Yira, afraid. And the third one is called Retet, shaking. And the last one is called Zia. Sister Gemara, you know, when you learn Torah every day, and you sit down to learn, you have to feel you are at Har Sinai, and like at Har Sinai, what was your state and your position, and how did you stand over there? I said, before you start learning, it's like before the Ten Commandments. So those four things, says the Gemara, it's needed for you when you learn the Gemara. You can't sit down and learn the Gemara and be on the beach. You can be on the beach, but you still have to have those feelings, being very frightened and scared, and so-called shaking, whatever it means. And Zia, it means something moving around. So what is the purpose? So the Gemara Chaim tells us the following. This world stands on the sound and the voice of Hashem. I say every morning, Baruch Shama Vaya Olam. Hashem said, and the world was created. And Sefer Bereshit, it says, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that Basara Ma'amarot Nivra Olam, Hashem said 10 times a certain statement, and the world was built with the statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Question is, why does Hashem have to say that? He doesn't have to say that. Hashem can just, you know, create this world. The creation of this world did not have to be by Hashem saying certain things. Hashem chose to say that, to do it. And then the Torah comes to tell us the story. Hashem called Adam HaRishon the first Friday and told him, listen, don't eat from the tree. Eat from the tree, you're going to die. And of course, this snake tempted Chava, and she forced Adam HaRishon to eat, and here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to talk to them. So the Torah says that after Adam and Chava ate from the tree,
the sentence reads that they heard Veishmu, they heard et kol Hashem Elokim mitalech bagan ruach hayom. They heard that Kadosh Baruch Hu is walking. Is walking? Hashem is not walking. Hashem says mitalech, like Hashem is helping himself to walk. That's called mitalech. What does it mean exactly? Torah should have said, they heard Hashem is coming. Hashem is not walking. And Hashem, and they hid themselves in the tree. And Torah continues. Hashem asked Adam HaRishon, where are you? And he said, here I am, I'm hiding. Et kolcha shamati bagan v'yira. I heard you, and I got scared. Continue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, listen, did you eat from the tree? He said, the wife that you gave me, she gave me. She gave me. So the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Adam HaRishon is because he ate from the tree. Instead, the Torah emphasized that Hashem told Adam HaRishon, Ki shamata bekol ishtecha. Why sounds like you listen to your wife? No, who is this whoever? What does do anything? Hashem disregard what he said. The question is, did you eat, sir? That's it. The answer is either yes or no. He doesn't even say yes. He said, my wife. Okay, fine. So Hashem is upset because he ate, not, it's not to do with his wife. Hashem said, you know, the punishment is you listen to your wife's sound. Ki shamata bekol ishtecha. It's not necessary to say it. So Chaim explained us like this. The sound of a person comes from his lungs. In times of the Gemara, a sickness was called almost like corona. It's called Askara. Askara, the Gemara says, starts from your stomach and goes to your lungs, from your lungs to your throat, and then you die. Gemara says, that's the worst sickness. Doesn't mean it's the worst death. Says the Zohar, the sound the person can come and can say, you talk, it comes, is being created by three elements, if you may say. It's of course it's air, it's called wind in creation, has some moisture, it's called water from part of the creation, and fire. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, he created with Baruch Shama, with Sokol, with his voice, with the sound, that's what it means. That Hashem created this world, Hashem, because of Hashem doesn't have a throat, it doesn't have lungs, of course, but it means, in Kabbalah, that's what it means. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon, Betzalmenu Kidmutenu, and the person speaks, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks. That's Moshe Rabbeinu reached that level, Pe'er Daberbo, that Hashem says, that I speak to Moshe mouth to mouth. It's not mouth to mouth, it's ear, mouth to ear. It's not mouth to mouth. But it means like this. When a person speaks, he has to understand that he is doing some kind of messages that he is using a Kadosh Baruch Hu's throat, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's voice and sound. The energy that the person has is because Hashem made so-called Hashem clone himself, if he says such a thing. Hashem made a person. When Chas v'Shalom, a person does not do what Hashem says, so that does so-called damage HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sound, voice. And when Hashem told Adam HaRishon, you got to listen to me, don't eat from the tree, it means that he heard it in his ear and he has to obey it. And if you don't do it, so even indirect, passive, what you do, you send back so-called reflector back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice or sound, and so-called, if you may say, the sound of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different a little bit. And actually, that thing that Adam HaRishon did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Friday afternoon. Ba'asiri Sarach, 2 hours before sunset, that started. We don't know when did it finish the whole dialogue. It doesn't say. I mean, I don't know if it took an hour or less or more. And that's our custom that Ari and all the Chachamim decided we should say Mizmura David Friday afternoon, Friday night. Because in that Mizmura David, we have 7 times, says the Gemara, Kol. Kol Hashem Alamayim, Kol Hashem Bakoach, Kol Hashem Badar, Kol Hashem Shomer Arazim. I said, why do you have that chapter before Kabbalat Shabbat, before Lachadili? Why do you say that? What has to do with anything? Because that sentence, that paragraph, is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we want to restore back your sound, your voice, that was damaged on Friday afternoon by Adam HaRishon. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasized, he says, Ki shamata lekol ishtecha. He says, by listening to the voice and the sound of your wife, that is the problem. What does it mean? You listen to your wife, you don't listen to me. What it means is you destroy so-called the pillar of this world. The world stands on sounds. This is why Lashon Hara is so bad. Because the world, the pillar of this world, the world stands, Baruch Shama Vaya Olam, on the voice of Hashem. And the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara continuously coming, doesn't stop. Kol gadol velo yasaf. They say that I have some kind of instrument. They say, some people say they can hear even 10 commandments. Because the Torah emphasized that after 10 commandments were finished, still Hashem did not stop so-called that sound, that voice that he spoke to. He didn't have to repeat it. He said it once, and that goes forever. It doesn't stop. Kol gadol velo yasaf, says the Gemara. So actually, the Adam HaRishon damaged, so-called, the sound and the voice of this world, and damaged, so-called, the pillar towards the world. And here comes the Gemara and tells us, Eres Yara B'Shakta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to give us the Torah, you know. And the Gemara says, earth was shaking. If no one would accept the Torah, Hashem would destroy the world. What happened? And it says, because the pillar is damaged. Since Adam HaRishon. Actually, the Torah will tell you later, that for example, Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question. Hashem was very upset at him about the question. Again, what's the problem? The problem is you use your mouth and you ask a question they're not supposed to ask. And you were made in the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it means that you send some kind of negative energy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sound and the world might collapse. By us saying Naseh V'Nishma, says the Gemara, Hashem was happy and earth was happy because when we said with our mouth Naseh V'Nishma, the Gemara gives us a title. Baruch Hashem Alachav Gibore Choach or Sedvaro Nishma B'Kol Dvaro. By saying Naseh V'Nishma, so called, listen, we are going to do everything before even we know what you're going to say to repair the sin of Adam HaRishon that in lesson after he was told what to do, just the opposite. Adam HaRishon was told not to do, didn't listen. We are going to listen and to do even something we don't know what to do. The Gemara says, Har Sinai, Paskal Zohar Matan, Hashem wants to cancel on Har Sinai his decrees against us. And actually, the Gemara said, Hashem called the Satan in Machshimo with his permission, I'll call him in Machshimo. And Satan, Hashem told him, you cannot kill any Jew anymore. They said, Naaseh V'Nishma. What's the privilege? The explanation, they accept the Torah. No, it's much deeper than accepting the Torah. We so-called form the world. Because of us, the world is standing. Because we so-called put a new pillar, or we just reconstructed the pillar of voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shama. That's what Chachamim said. I think about him. Baruch Shama is the top secret. Top secret. It's a piece of paper came from Shamayim with 87 words, And then on Chek Nesar Dola, Mordechai, they made Baruch Shema. I said, what Baruch Shema? What do you say? Every day Baruch Shema. What's your Baruch Shema every day? What is this? I said, you should know. The world stands on Baruch Shema. That's the secret. And then Baruch Shema was destroyed by people. And we said the Seder Lishma, we fixed it. That's the secret. Here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom. And he wants to teach us something. I said, listen, I have 10 commandments. Let me tell you something. It's not what you think. It's not 10 commandments. What I want you to understand, the scenery that was before supposed to continue for you, and that's going to be you, Emunah, your belief. So the first thing is I want you to remember the sounds. V'chol ha'am roim et ha'kolot. The nations see the sounds. See the sounds? Supposed to hear the sounds? No. Let me tell you, the first time in the Torah it says sounds, it's Adam HaRishon, and by him the Torah says, he heard the Kadosh Baruch Hu walking. You don't know who walking, who doesn't have boots. It means, by listening to something, you actually visualize something. So that thing that Adam HaRishon visualized, and that thing that really what he heard in his ear was a message. You damaged that sound. And I will visualize you what sound means. And actually the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam HaRishon, do you regret that you ate? He said, no, I'm going to eat again. Kadosh Baruch Hu asked him, are you going to do teshuva? He said, no, I'm happy what I did. He says, the arrogance and the chutzpah that he had, it's just to show that so-called damage is very deep about the sounds. And then Kachavit has a look. The first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to remember, Cholam roim et ha'kolot. He says, what kolot? He says, go look in the Torah, Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Bereshit, chapter 3. It says over there, the kolot. So the Torah repeats what happened, and Adam HaRishon says, I heard you sound, I heard, and I hate myself, and I'm afraid. And I said, that's why Hashem is doing it. Hashem is doing it, he gets scared. He gets scared, he says, what? Hashem wants to scare you? No. Hashem wants you to remember. When we hear that sound, and you hear those things, it is because Hashem wants you to remember the first sound. And actually, the Gemara says that we have thunders. The Gemara says the thunders Hashem made is not just a physical thing because the cloud clashes. It's because the Gemara says Hashem wants you to hear it, and by listening to it, your heart will shake a little bit, and it will straighten your heart better. You don't need any bypasses anymore. The thunders should do such a thing. And we say the Baruch HaShikoho Gvuratov, what does it mean? Malei Olam says, what is this? Hashem is very strong. Hashem said, no. I said, I know something that will know something why we saying this beracha. So that's the first so-called scenery, was seeing the sounds. The second one is so torches. Torches, as a Gemara, the first time, and maybe the only time besides this time, you find the word torch in the scenery that Avraham Avinu was 70 years old, and he asked Kadosh Baruch Hu a question, Bama edati Rashina, how shall I know that my children will get Eretz Israel? And Hashem said, Hashem put on him a very deep sleep. In his dream, he saw a torch. Says the Gemara, look, Har Sinai, Am Yisrael standing in front of Har Sinai, they see torches. I says, just relate, connect it to the torch of Avraham Avinu. What does it mean exactly? What's the depth of it? The Gemara says, because Adam HaRishon asked Kadosh Baruch Hu a question, how shall I know? And because of that question, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell him that his children are going to go to exile and suffer for 400 years. And says, Hashem wants you, when you're ready to get the Torah, Hashem says, you see the torches. So what torches? Torches send you back to Abraham. Let me see what it means. Then the next thing is called shofar. The man says, what shofar? Hashem has a shofar? Shofar? I said, no. This is, of course, it's not a real shofar. It's an invisible shofar. And that shofar really refers to the sheep that Avraham Avinu slaughtered after Hashem told him with via an angel, don't slaughter Yitzchak. Torah tells Avraham saw a sheep over the eye, and he slaughtered him, and he sacrificed him. And the Gemara says that sheep had two horns, and Hashem blew the shofar on Har Sinai with the left horn of that sheep. The second horn, Hashem is going to use Mashiach Otam Babi Amen.
Amen.
As we daven Tefillah, Tkabe Shofar Gadol, Chirotenu, Hashem please blow a big shofar. Big shofar, what do you mean big shofar? Big or small, was it Yemenite shofar? No. Big shofar means the Hashem Magdula, it means Chesed, it means kindness, this is the right horn of that sheep. So I say, Am Yisrael again, while standing in front of Har Sinai to get the Torah, Hashem blows the shofar. So what blows shofar? It's Yitzchak Avinu. Everybody should remember Yitzchak. What do you mean Yitzchak? Maybe I'll tell you what I mean Yitzchak. What do you mean Yitzchak? You have to remember Hashem has to remind me about Yitzchak. I thought I have to remind the Kaddish Baruch Hu about Yitzchak. When usually Rosh Hashanah is, we tell Hashem Baruch Hu, please remember Akedat Yitzchak Lezaro Hayom Berachamim Tizkor. So Hashem tells me remember. Here Hashem wants me to remember Akedat Yitzchak. So he blows the shofar. That I should remember Akedat Yitzchak. What does it mean? That we should remember why was Akedat Yitzchak? Why was Akedat Yitzchak? The Gemara says that the way Zohar explained, Avraham made the party for Yitzchak with Mila. Probably was with Mila. And the Satan got dressed like a beggar. And Meshulach. And Avraham Avinu ignored him. And the Zohar says, Sarai Menu also not just ignored him. Made it in front of him. And the Satan came to Hashem and said, look, Avraham made such a big party and didn't do anything to you. So then I told Avraham, go and slaughter Yitzchak. And the Gemara, the Zohar says, it's a major angel in Shamayim, the assistant of the Satan, is mean Amon Mino. And he says, he still is complaining, how come Hashem gave Avraham Avinu a sheep instead of slaughtering Yitzchak? Yitzchak should be slaughtered. He should be slaughtered. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us on Har Sinai what we have to do. We have to remember Adam HaRishon, the damage in the pillar. If Avraham Avinu also some kind of a damage in the pillar because he asked, the Gemara says a question should not ask. The Gemara says it's a mistake of Avraham Avinu, and that mistake cost us 400 years of slavery. And if we never finish it, says the Zohar, that all the exiles that we are, it's a continuation of that exile because we did not behave in Egypt. We worshiped Avodah Zarah in Egypt. We went to the theater, we went to the circus. And Hashem had to put us out before the time. And all the exiles that we had, Bavel, and Yavon, and Rome, and Ishmael, all of that is a continuation of that thing. It happened because Avraham Avinu used his mouth and asked two questions. Avraham said, What is the damage? Avraham Avinu is being called by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the first entity of this world, Avraham Ohavi, Avraham Avdi. Avraham is my beloved one, and Avraham is my slave. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with your permission, I love you, you love me, and I'm your slave. Am I allowed to ask you a question? Said, no, you can ask me a question. So, what's the problem? Excuse me, I want to understand what is the problem that for this we are still suffering until today. Because I want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu two words. Four words. Aidaki Rosh Nahar, shall I know that I'm going to get Eretz Yisrael? What's the problem? Let the Muna listen, you can't judge a person. I know it's in the Muna. But the Maharal says in the Muna, with all the respect. Listen, the Nabi tells us, and one day Hashem came to Gideon and told him, you go and fight Midian and you're going to be the shofet of Mashiach now, right now. And I'll make you a sign. and again and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can I have another sign? What's the problem? What is the problem to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question that Hashem is so furious? What's the question? What's the problem? What did I do? Nothing. I didn't do nothing. Zavam Avdi. Hashem gives Avraham a title. He is my slave. The first entity. Then Yaakov Avdi, Nabi Avdi, Kalev Avdi, Nabi. Okay, fine. But the first person that Hashem referred to him as my slave, Moshe Avdi met. Hashem calls Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe my slave. He didn't say Moshe Arab Agaon. Moshe my slave. It's the biggest title a person can get. Avraham got it. Okay, so what's my problem? So I can ask my master? How shall I know? Everything is a little dent in the Emunah. So what's the problem exactly? Hashem al-Hasinah shows you a torch. Remember? Remember? See the torch. Remember the torch sends you back. Ashat Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu is going to fall asleep. Very deep sleep. He's going to see a torch. I'm Chachamim and tell us like this. For those four things that Hashem showed us, Am Yisrael came to a certain position, that position they were at were four things. Ema, Hira, Retet, Ziyah. The Gemara says the person who sits down and learns, he has to be in that position. Very frightful. Afraid, shakes, and move around. And by the way, the Zohar says that our custom is when we learn, not necessarily when you pray, but when you learn, you have to shake a little bit. Zohar says, it's not just, you know, a custom, you go to yeshivot, and you see the boy shake, the Rosh Yeshiva shakes. No. Zohar says, when you sit down and learn, it is like you're standing in front of us, you know? As the Torah will emphasize that the person all the time has to remember Har Sinai, and what Har Sinai? You vayanu chol vayanu merachok. There was a shuk. What is shuk? What shuk? No, shuk means four positions or four states of Am Yisrael at the time, and each of those four comply with the four things that we saw. For example, we saw a torch. The Torah describes how we saw the torch. Torah says, "Vine emach hashecha, v'yad nofelet alav." That Hashem poured on Avraham Avinu a very deep, frightened sleep. So when the Torah tells you, look, Hashem brought a torch on Har Sinai, what Hashem wanted for you to remember Avraham Avinu, and said, listen, every time you open the Gemara, I says you have to learn the Gemara be'ema, ema, fear. What's that fear? What's that fear? I said, that fear is from Avraham Avinu. The first time it says in the Torah, ema, and I don't remember of any other place in the Torah. It says ema, maybe it does. But I do remember the first time it says ema, fear, is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. I said, what? Because he spoke and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question. Hashem showed him a torch. The torch that Torah emphasized was shown to Avraham Avinu while he was sleeping with fear. Okay. The sounds of the voices, the Torah tells us, the Gemara says, that's Adam HaRishon, of course. The Torah tells us, when Hashem asked Adam HaRishon, where are you? Adam HaRishon answered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, et kolcha shamati b'gan, I heard your voice, v'yira, I got scared. So when the Torah says, the Gemara says, that the first thing is you have to learn Torah be'ema, Torah says, Avraham Avinu, Yira is Adam HaRishon. Retet, shaking, is Yitzchak Avinu, was shaking on all time. Zia, this is Yaakov Avinu, this is the cherub of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu Zimri. So that's what Zohar says, that the person has to know that Mamad Har Sinai is not a story, this is a message to you. And let's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you all your life to learn Torah, to learn in that, those conditions, with those things, and you have to imagine in front of you, you have a torch in front of you, in front of you you have those sounds, you have a shofar, and says to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened, and you see a smoke, and that smoke is Yaakov Avinu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come to Gemara and says, okay, let me tell you something. So here the Torah, right after that sentence that you just spoke, the Torah says that Am Yisrael came to Moshe and says, Moshe, we don't want to hear Hashem again. Can you speak to us and tell us what Hashem wants? And Moshe tells Am Yisrael, listen, this is just Hashem is testing you, Hashem wants to raise you, and Hashem wants to scare you, and Hashem wants to scare me. I won't do sins. And you see, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. It didn't help then. Why should it help now? So what is the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So here comes the Torah and it's telling me, you see, Shabbat, you read the commandments and you read all these things, the house is shaking, the mountain is shaking, and all these things, we fire and torches. It says, what was it all about? To scare you. Scare me? Hashem wants to scare me? Hashem, why should I do? You're not going to sin. I'm not going to sin. Comes the Gemara. It's the whole thing is a plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let us, to lead us to a state. We should understand what's going on. Until now, we thought, oh, Ten Commandments, Hashem wants to give us a Torah. Okay? And then what? And Hashem is going to scare us. And then what? It's the reason Hashem doesn't want us to sin. It's the Gemara wrong, the whole thing is wrong. The Gemara. We come to the Gemara, this is the Gemara Masechet Yevamot, says a statement like this. If you would like to know who is a Jew or not, you meet a guy on the street. Oh, his name is Goldstein. Yeah, he's Jewish. So the Gemara says, I tell you, the three tests. You give the guy, or you watch him. If he passes it, a rapid test, then you know he's Jewish. Here's the Gemara, three things. Rachmanim. You have to check if the guy really has mercy. Baishanim, his shine. The Gomle Chasadim. If you don't have one of those ingredients, the man is not a Jew. How far comes the Gemara and says, that means if he doesn't have shyness, if he's too loud, he's arrogant, he wants to show off, that means that his parents, his forefathers, did not stand on Har Sinai. What do you mean not stand on Sinai? He has it at home. He has at home a tree. It goes all the way up to Har Sinai. Hamas says, no. Your parents were not on Har Sinai. If that's how you behave, and you're not on a low key, that's not Har Sinai. Hamas says, what does it say? He says, I tell you what it says in the Torah. So I'm looking at the Torah, it doesn't say the Torah. Says the Gemara, a statement. That Gemara, if you want to look, is Nedarim. Masechet Nedarim. Page 20. Gemara says like this, look. I read the Torah. You understand the Ten Commandments. Okay. You understand what Hashem says here. As Moshe, after the Ten Commandments, he told Moshe, we don't want to hear Hashem, we're going to die. Moshe said, you know what? It's on purpose Hashem made this scary episode for you to get scared because you're not going to sin. Okay? How am I going to sin? This thing I tell you, you have to read the Torah the way Hashem wants you to read. You know what it means? I'll tell you what it means. Gemara says a statement. Kol mi sheyesh lo boshet panim muftach lo shelo yechta. The sins that people do is because they're not shy enough. Because if a person will be very, very shy, very humble, he'll know how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, because he has zero pride and zero idea that he wants to show off. He's going to put his head down all the time. He's not going to do anything against Hashem. I don't think Has Shalom, a person who rebels. He says, why are you doing it? Oh, why are you doing it? Why am I doing it? No. You would not have done. Same with the Gemara. Moshe tells Am Yisrael, look, you didn't get it. Let me tell you what it's all scenarios all about. Hashem made those scary things, you know, for you not to sin. What do you mean not to sin? No. Hashem does not want you to have pride. Hashem wants to be very shy, very lucky. In our time, and when you bring a student to the class, he said he has no friends, he sits quietly, take him to a psychiatrist, give him something, something's wrong with him. This, you see, this guy is very good with society, he talks and he leads these people, he leads the students, and he goes and he makes, and this guy sits over there, and he's called in America, never. He says, yeah, he sits very quiet. Says the Gemara, that's what Hashem likes. Gemara says, a person should never go be a chazan. Never. You have to be asked for three times. Can you be chazan? And three times, really, you should say, I'm not worthy. No, I'm nobody. Not just, you know, to play it. Just to act like this. Because a person is to feel like David HaMelech says, I'm warm. He says, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed in front of Hashem. The problem in life, says the Gemara, is not the sins. What causes a person to make a sin that is not shy? And then the Gemara says, a statement, if you're not shy, you should know you both others did not stand on Har Sinai. Because on Har Sinai, Hashem wanted this to happen to you. And that's what Hashem heard. It's the whole lecture, what the Torah says, listen, Hashem showed you sounds and torches and the shofar and people moved around and there was fire and smoke. Says Moshe, you didn't get it. Hashem will not speak to you. Okay, fine. But mission accomplished. You got scared, huh? Let me tell you, scare means one thing. That if you're shy, you're scared. If you're arrogant, means you're not scared. So just keep that thing, says the Rambam. I want to tell you something. The emunah that you have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Har Sinai. Why? Because what you have said? No. The emunah is because if you can be shy, you have emunah. A person has no emunah, it means that he thinks better than Hashem, and he, who made Hashem? Why Hashem is upstairs? I want to be Hashem. I have too many questions. A question? It means you're not shy. That's your problem. Adam HaRishon, says the Gemara, you know what this problem is? You listen to Hashem. You never listen to Hashem. He said, I'll show you why. In a second, I'll show you. Hashem will ask you, are you going to eat? And you're going to say, I ate and I'm going to eat. Are you going to eat teshuva? I'm not going to teshuva. I said, what is the arrogance? How did you become so arrogant? Where did you get this? You're not shy. That's the problem. So the problem is you're not shy. Here, Abba Mavino, with all the respect, said Chachamim, look, you are the slave of God, perfect. You love God, perfect. If you're shy, you'll never ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu this question, how shall I know? That question shows that you're not shy. That's your problem in life. If you, Abraham Avinu, make a party for Yitzchak, and you see a guy over there, and you don't have mercy on him, it means you're not shy. Right? Even though Abraham Avinu says, perfect. But Hashem is looking at you, it should be shy. That's all. And low key, don't say any opinion, don't say criticism, don't say beyond. People think that you're stupid. Don't say nothing. This is the job on this world, nothing else. And that's what the Chachamim say, that how the world stands. Ma'u monotor shel adam ba'olam hazeh, God will arise to his family. Somebody asks you, what are you doing in this world? Yasim atzmo ke'ilim. You are mute. I said, excuse me, what's the problem? What's the problem? I'm talking. Bekoshi hitiu lomar shalom b'shabbat. Of course, Shabbat, we talk about the first Shabbat, the time of Rishon, so-called damage, everything. and because the damage everything, we are still here with nothing going to end. And what happened? Because he opened his mouth. Why? Because he ate? No. Because he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, my wife gave it to me. Ki shamata kol ishtecha. It says she opened her mouth, and you accept her words. That's the problem in life. If you close your mouth, the world stands tole eretz al belima. Says the Gemara, the world stands on those people that close the mouth. V'chadumiyat hila elokim etziyon. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to praise Hashem? Close your mouth. I said, what's the problem exactly? I don't understand what's the problem. I'm not allowed to speak. You're allowed to speak, but you have to feel that you shine. And the whole scenery, the whole Maharal Sinai, is for you to get to that state that you shine. That's what Moshe tells them. You got it now. It's not the Ten Commandments. It's not the torches, nothing. It's nothing. Hashem wants you to be shine. And let's read the message in Tehillim. Zetchei Elohim, Ruach Nishbar, Lev Nishbar Venitke, Elohim Motiv Zeh. Hashem says, do you think I need from you anything? Nothing. I need from you to be shy. Keep your mouth shut, says the Ramban, and look on the floor all the time. Look on the floor. You get the Ramban. Look up. What's the problem? Understand. What's the problem? The pillar of this world stands on your mouth, and your mouth stands on your shyness. And if you do that, this is the Ten Commandments. And for this, Hashem gave us the Torah. It was Torah. That, how we fix so-called the damage that was done by Adam HaRishon. And the Gemara says, listen, we got to Har Sinai, Hashem called us Gibore Choach. Malachav, you're an angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, Gibore Choach. Or say, what is this? It says, you say to Hashem, I do anything. What's not seven commandments? It means you reach the level that you say, yeah, I want to do what you want me to do. I don't care what it is. That's called shine. It's not conditioned. But the world stands on that particular method or habit that the person has. And the Gemara says, in Masechet Sanhedrin, Mashiach will come when we accomplish it. Rashi brings the Masechet Sanhedrin, page 98. Look at it, if you have time to look it up. It's a scary thing. It's scary. Rashi says, you want to see Mashiach? The Gemara says, you want to see Mashiach? When you will not be in that situation that you think, oh, we are strong enough, we can do. No. We are nothing. We shine. The more you put yourself out, further Mashiach will come. So Rashi, look, Mashiach will come when you reach that level. I'm shy, I'm nobody. You can do anything. But keep your mouth shut. Never praise yourself. Never ask questions. Have you not? I'm sure I'm going to be